The captors knew that he was just an aid worker. This was just a game for them. They knew what Alan was about. I thought, getting to know Alan for such a long time, they would release him. You know, this was what we were holding on to.
Are you angry?
Angry? Angry is not the word. Angry is an understatement. First and foremost, I'm distraught, as is everybody, even people that didn't know Alan. You just need to look at one of his videos. I'm absolutely heartbroken. Not only have I lost a friend, I've lost someone who is closer than my own brother to me. You know, being a non-Muslim, the amount of help he gave me on convoys, no Muslim, and I'll openly say that no Muslim gave me the help on these convoys that Alan gave me. Of course I'm angry, but I'm heartbroken. I'm absolutely devastated.
I think a lot of people, as you say, that don't know Alan will be inspired by his story. Do you feel like some positive can come? Any positive can come from this?
Positive has to come from this. The positive has to come from this, that this one individual has made such a difference. The people in Syria didn't know Alan, and they risked their lives. They risked their lives to try and find Alan whilst I was there. The whole world knows Alan. You know, would I have it any other way? Because he's done more. He's done more than over 1.5 billion so-called Muslims have done. And he's ultimately paid the biggest price by sacrificing his life for the men, women and children of Syria.